talk about student loans, Ray Kaplan. You said something at the beginning of the show, 3.8 million Parent PLUS loans, 1.6 million of them are held by people in Illinois, which is just 3.8, 1.6, that's like bonkers. 40%. That's right. How does that happen?
I think that in a lot of the bigger cities, more people borrow federal Parent PLUS loans for some reason. That seems to be the way it's distributed. It's hard to get those numbers, but I know there are 3.8 million federal Parent PLUS borrowers in the U.S., and they say 1.6 million of those are just in Illinois.
I'll tell you what. My daughter, Natalie, is going. She's a senior. Mm-hmm. So they've got it dialed in at Glenbrook North High School. Dialed in.
Yep.
Right. She got the email. Dad, I got to do the FAFSA. I'm like, right. So she does her thing. Then I get a code, and she's like, Dad, what's your net worth? I'm like, I'll take care of this. Like,
how much? $1.
Yeah. Well, what day is it?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not dead yet. Right.
Depends. Yeah. Exactly. Depends.
Yeah. She's like, well, I'll fill it out for you. I'm like, yeah. Hard stop. I'll take care of that, sweetheart. So, but they got it dialed in.
Right.
Dialed in.
Yeah. Some schools are really good about that. Others, not so much.
We're in Illinois. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. And yep. Glenbrook North is a go to college factory.
Right.
Okay. They encourage everybody to go to college, which, all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Some kids should go to college and some kids should go to trade school.
Absolutely.
To be a roofer or to be a HVAC, to be a plumber.
How about a carpenter? Can we say carpenter, please?
You could say a carpenter.
Yeah, a lot of carpenters. We need a lot of carpenters out there.
A mechanic. Yeah. There's...
Make good money. Don't start off life with debt.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Learn a skill.
Yep.
Yep.
Apprenticeship.
Plus, it'll save you money when you get a house.
Mm-hmm. One of the guys on my team, son, graduated high school. Smart kid. Not a college. It wasn't in him.
Yeah.
He's going to be a union apprentice. Within 5 years, this kid's going to be making six figures.
If not sooner.
Zero debt.
Yep.
And be working his way up the ladder because the average age of the people in the union that he's going to be working for are like 55, 60 years old.
Sure.
Okay, so they're aging and they're not climbing up on ladders and these guys got great pensions. A lot of great bennies.
Pretty cush.
Yep.
He's going to be
they get paid to go to school.
It gets paid, and I don't know how cush. You still got to work your tuchus off, but you still got a job.
Yeah.
Right? Look outside what's happening. Millions of people losing their jobs now.
Yep.
Okay, so let's get back to this.
Yep.
$1.7 trillion worth of student loan debt. I saw that too.
Yep.
That's not a little, Meshuggie. That's bananas.
It's bananas. And so when people out there are saying, are they going to forgive all the student loan debt? Absolutely not, because it's a huge asset of the government. So they make money on that debt and on borrowers paying these monthly payments. So they're never going to get rid of student loans. That is a crazy pipe dream. But there's so much out there about forgiveness that in the ether out there, people start to think they're probably just going to forgive all the student loans. Those days are over.
Can I share something with you?
Yes.
The U.S. now has, I follow the Kobayashi letter, which is a great follow on Twitter, a record $18.6 trillion in household debt. Hold on. Record $13.1 trillion in mortgages. A record $1.7 trillion in auto loans. And by the way,
Illinois?
This is our country.
Our country. Thank you.
If this was Illinois, more screwed.
Yeah, okay, got it.
The number of delinquencies in auto loans is over 6%. Okay?
Huh.
So high interest rate, subprime auto loans, the delinquencies is over 6% now. Record $1.7 trillion in student loan. It was number four on the list.
Right.
I took this because of you. I took a picture. Record $1.2 trillion in credit card debt. Total household debt is now up 60% over the past 10 years, and total credit card debt is up over 50% since 2020.
Wow.
Meanwhile, delinquency rates on subprime auto loans are now at a record 6.1%. This is where I found it. So why does Ray Kaplan on a home show here at WGN? Because the number four debt factor in the United States right now is $1.7 trillion in student loan debt. For anybody looking to try to secure a mortgage, that is a Siamese twin elephant standing in the middle of your path to try to buy a house or to refinance a home.
You need someone to help you reduce or eliminate that debt, and that's really what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are ways to do it. But you have to know how the law applies to you and your loans and what you can do and what you can't do and what kind of loans you should take out and should not take out. a big part of our practice is preventing people from making big mistakes, from, you know, borrowing the wrong type of loans, borrowing the wrong loans in the wrong person's name. There are so many ways that you can structure it so that you can eliminate the debt when you need to.
One of my neighbors, who I did her loan when she was married. They got divorced. We did her loan after she got married, after she got divorced, and refinanced her during COVID. Great. Okay. Good friend of mine lives between us. Mm-hmm. Okay. I live 3 miles from you. She lives 1.5 from me and 1.5 from you.
It's good math.
Right. Lives basically right in the middle of where Ray and I live. Calls me up, says, hey, I need help. Her daughter goes to school with my daughter, GBN, Glimmerick North, mm-hmm. same age.
Yep.
She's like, hey, I'm divorced. I make this amount of money. I got this. She got great credit. Listen, I know what she's got, right? Because I did her loan.
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very. She got a great job. She's got, I have no idea how I'm going to pay for college. And she's praying that her daughter goes to Illinois because you get in-state school tuition and it's like 20, 30 grand instead of my other daughter wanted to go to Iowa. It's $65,000.
Or my friend whose kid is at NYU. It's $90,000.
Forget about it.
Yep.
Right. Right. 90 cheese. I got my urologist, Dr. McGuire. His son is, you know, 32. He got 32 on his ACT. He worked for me one summer. We call him 32. he went to NIU. Tell me, 60 G's.
Yeah.
So how do our listeners overcome those challenges and plan for that? Let's talk about planning before the break.
Yep, we do a lot of planning. So what we do is we have the parents and the kids come in to the office and we make a plan. Okay, what is it exactly that you want to study? Where do you want to go to school? Where do you think you're going to get in? And a lot of schools are offering more scholarships now because of the new legislation that has passed. They have to lower costs. So criticize, you know, how the Trump administration did it. And a lot of people do criticize it, which I completely understand. But with the new laws that just passed, these schools have to lower tuition. And some of them, there was an article in the New York Times pretty recently about how some of these schools are offering major scholarships and have increased the scholarships that they have been offering. But they wait till the last minute. So you kind of have to be willing to gamble a little bit. You have to start applying for scholarships right away. There's a really good company called bold.org. I'm going to probably partner with them pretty soon, but they're fantastic. They link students directly to donors for scholarships. And then they're a great scholarship engine. So we focus on scholarships and student loans, federal student loans. Who should be the borrower? Who should not be the borrower? Because parents and families get this stuff all mixed up all the time. And it is crucially important because let's say you are a teacher working in the public sector. You should be the parent plus borrower because then we can get your loans forgiven. But if your dad is in the private sector and he takes out the loans, we can't get them forgiven.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, don't you remember this?
Or public service, right?
Yeah,
firefighters,
exactly,
police.
Exactly. Police, any municipal or city or government entity.
What about the grandparents? Law of averages. Not trying to be morbid here, okay? But if an 85-year-old grandparent takes out a student loan, you can't do it.
You can't do it. You have to be the legal guardian. So a step-parent can do it. Huh. Parent can do it. Adoptive parent can do it. Huh. But, you know, also, I mean, if you have a parent who has long-term health issues, we also even want to take a look at, should that parent be the parent plus borrower? Because
they're on the clock.
It may be. Yeah.
Okay. So not trying to be morbid. Happy holidays, everybody.
But strategically, you do want to plan for these things if we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
We got to take a quick break here. Mark Carmen's getting ready with the sports update. It's got nothing better to do. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number and best way to reach you and your team?
312-294-8989.